Each month, millions of active customers visit Amazon looking to shop for products. Is your product there? And if it is there, how is it doing? Well, today's show is going to be amazing. We're going to be talking about how to succeed in Amazon without making a huge investment. And we have our guest hanging out with us in the virtual studio, Laura Meyer. She is here. She is a CEO and founder of Envision Horizons, which is a leading Amazon agency. And you're going to get to hear more from her right after this quick commercial break. We're excited to have you here live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard and seen all across the world wide web. And I'm Charvette Mitchell, your lovely and amazing host. And we are here for another segment that I know is going to bless your socks off today, if I can say it that way. Welcome to all those that are joining us live here. We see you all across the internet coming on in. We know that all of our streaming platforms are letting you all know we're here and that we're live. Listen, I got to greet my mom. Hey, mom. She and my sister are faithful listeners, so I can always guarantee at least two viewers and listeners at a minimum. But you all know the rest of you just pile right on in. As a reminder, this particular segment is brought to you by my 12-month Platform Builder program that is open for enrollment for our June cohort that is taking place and kicking off June 8th. So you'll hear a little bit more about that, but you can jump over to platformbuilder.biz and continue to check out information there. So let us know as you are hanging out, let us know where you are listening from. If you are a new listener or viewer, let us know that in the chat. Let us know there. We would be glad to greet you. If you are here live, we'll pop you up on the screen. Hello there, Sandra. Thank you for coming on in. Hello there, Kim, my sister hanging out over on YouTube. Hey, Deborah. Thank you for being here. Listen, we got LinkedIn that's popping on in. Hey, Jeanette. Thank you for being here as well. So let me introduce my guest so that we can get into this good and juicy topic. And I invite you right now to go ahead and share this link out. Even if you are listening to the podcast version, look down below in the notes. You'll see all of the details about our guests and links there. And listen, share the podcast with someone and say you need to listen in to this. So hanging out with me today and ready to just dive into this amazing topic for all of you, we have Laura Meyer here. She is CEO and founder of Envision Horizons. She has helped over 150 brands build successful Amazon businesses through her agency and additional work. In addition to working with consumer product companies, she has a passion for supporting female-founded and mission-driven companies as an angel investor and advisory board member. But let me tell you about a little bit about Envision Horizons. They are a leading Amazon agency, listen, named in the top 18 Amazon advertising agencies by Business Insider. Their client base is essential beauty, baby, health, household brands. But listen, all categories and all gamuts can be served by this amazing organization. And so you're going to hear more about that coming up live here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Let's welcome our guest, Laura. Put your virtual hand claps together coming up to the mic and to the stage. Hey, Laura, how are you?
Hello, it's wonderful to be here. And I will say I'm dialing in from my parents' house. So my mom may also make an appearance. We'll see what happens. She's always curious what I'm up to.
Awesome. Well, hey, mom, thanks for being here. Absolutely. And listen, our listeners are just coming in from all over New York, everywhere we see you. Yes. And thank you. Pat is chiming in. She has a line of teas, Pat Chapman. So I know she is excited to be here. So let's jump in, Laura. I want to honor your time. And so Former Amazon employee. And what did you see? What transpired that made you say, I need to step out and help businesses? Tell us about that path.
Yeah, absolutely. So I feel so fortunate about the time I spent at Amazon. I worked for their media group in New York City, but they do such an excellent job at training their new team members also on the retail side of things. And I joke that I basically got a, you know, almost like a free MBA in what is Amazon selling and Amazon ecosystem and the very unique infrastructure that Amazon has, because Amazon is not a traditional retailer. And that's why they've really been able to disrupt and shake up not only the retail world, but also the e-commerce world. And it's, you know, I learned so much while I was there, but I've learned even more in the last 5.5 years since I've been running my agency. And, you know, I've always had a passion for retail. I grew up working in my dad's hardware store in Michigan, and that passion has just continued on.
And has continued on. And I love that. If you are here and listening and you have a product, just type in the chat what kind of products you all have. Let us know what kinds of products that that you all have. And speaking of that, Laura, there may be people who are on the fence that are listening, watching, saying, should I be on Amazon? What's the benefit of, you know, having this Amazon engine behind my brand?
It's a great question. And one of the things that I always like to say in conversations with brand owners or brand decision makers is, you know, I'm not here to sell you on selling on Amazon. I'm here to give you the information so that you make the decision when it's best for you and your business. Because I am a firm believer that any business owner or decision maker or teams, you need to have focused initiatives. And maybe for this year, your focus really should be on your own website, or it should be building relationships with retail buyers and getting into more brick and mortar. But if you do think that Amazon is the channel, because look, it obviously has a massive consumer base, you can get in front of a lot of customers. And with the increasing costs of new customer acquisition on other channels like Facebook, Instagram, et cetera, Amazon's advertising has proven to be a really lucrative and almost business-saving channel for a lot of businesses. Wow. And, you know, I smile at the title of this show because, you know, when you think of investment and Amazon, you can do Amazon without a big financial investment, but no matter what, Amazon, like any other channel, will require bandwidth, time, and resource investments. And if you're a solopreneur or you're a lean team, as a leader, you know, you do have to put on your student hat if you're not familiar, and you have to be willing to learn as much as you can to be successful and passionate on the channel.
Ah, so good. So well said. And so big brands, small brands. So I see someone chiming in saying they have hair and beauty supply products. Is Amazon just for the big boys? Can any level have success on Amazon, such as this young lady who has hair and beauty supplies?
Well, you are talking to the right woman here, because 53% of my active portfolio is in beauty and personal care. So I know this category more intimately than others. And it does depend on your type of product and your price point. So I am a very firm believer that you can sell either premium or even luxury products, especially in hair care and beauty care, on Amazon. But before you do that, you do need to focus on building that brand following and that initial brand demand off Amazon, you know, really leaning into your social and your community engagement, because how Amazon's algorithm works is if you can and you want to compete on price, you're going to be rewarded in that. But like most small businesses, in my experience, most And even most like new brands now are really focused either on sustainability or the quality and the integrity of the product. So it's likely a higher price point. Start on really thinking about how does my product differentiate from what's currently available on Amazon. You know, it doesn't take long, spend 5, 10, maybe even a full hour just searching what similar products exist. And then start writing out, you know, how is my product different? How can I make my product stand out in the sea of millions and millions of other products on Amazon? And then with that, you know, there's all the technical pieces, but I am a firm believer that you really should have a strong hold on what's going to set you apart so that you don't get sucked into having to compete on price.
So if I hear you correctly, and my clients that I work with are saying, oh, she's preaching Charvette's language. She's because I'm always talking about building your platform, building your brand. So if I hear you correctly, Laura, so if I just put a product on Amazon, you mean it's not just going to sell through the roof? Yeah, shouldn't I be a millionaire in like 2 weeks? Like, won't people just find it and buy?
I mean, like they say, if it was that easy, we'd all be billionaires with six packs. Like, it's not happening that way.
All right. So that's good there. And so I have another great comment here. Pat, she offers tea subscriptions and she also has her teas in retail. Thoughts around that?
Absolutely. So Amazon, it's interesting you bring up the subscription model. So Amazon has Subscribe and Save. But they do have a newer program. It's actually been around for a few years, but they've opened it up more, where you can also sell subscription boxes on Amazon. Uh-huh. I actually had one of our clients be accepted into this program. So, you know, I'm not afraid to say that I'm doing something for the first time on Amazon as well. It's an ever-changing platform. So this will be a new experience for us. But they are becoming more subscription friendly. Now, when it comes to your relationships with retail, this is another topic we could probably talk about for hours because it can get complicated because retailers don't like Amazon and Amazon, you know, they don't like other retailers. But there is a way to do it so that you can play nice in the sandbox with everyone. And the most important way of doing this is ensuring that awesome, Pat, you're accepted into the program. Congratulations.
Yay!
But the best way to play nice in the sandbox with the retailers is ensuring that your price points are consistent with everyone, that you're not giving favoritism to one retailer or e-commerce partner over another, because that can sometimes get you in a little trouble on Amazon.
All right. Well, that's wonderful advice there. And I do see a comment here, which I'm sure everyone will be in agreement. It takes time. Like, everything takes time. Building takes time. So let's see here. Books and clothing. Amazon was built, you know, books, like they just have taken over the book place and certainly clothing as well. They have really stepped heavily into clothing. So areas of opportunity there, you see?
So I will be honest, I've never actually managed any books or book companies. I've given some of my friends who are authors some advice, but I personally haven't managed books. I do know it can be an amazing channel. They have their own self-publication program that I've had some friends look into. And once again, I think really for books, it's about using it as a distribution channel.
Yeah.
Because like you said, it's how they originated. And at the end of the day, no matter what type of product you're selling on Amazon, Amazon is less they used to be known as like that discount retailer. Uh-huh. That's kind of gone to the wayside. They do really work to be competitive on price. But what Amazon is a convenience retailer. And if you want to be where the consumers are and they have their Prime shipping eligibility, that's, you know, Amazon is then where you need to be. Clothing is another interesting category. And it's one that, I've launched and managed many different apparel companies. Mm-hmm. What I've found in my experience, and this is probably true in most retailers, is that for apparel, the basics is really where you're going to do the bulk of your business.
Okay.
Where the more fashion forward items, unless you're really on trends, you know, those TikTok leggings obviously blew up that early last year. But the basics seem to be what performs the best and where you'll generate the most revenue. So for example, like I manage a handful of lingerie brands and selling the bralettes, selling like the underwear packets, that's what really performs versus launching their swim collection or their sleep collection. The, you know, you can get pajamas on Amazon that are really cheap and you just don't want to play in that area where, yes, there are cheaper, say, bralettes on Amazon, but that's an intimate purchase for a woman or anyone. And you want to make sure it's going to, you know, hold the girls or be comfortable or whatever it is.
All right. And you are sharing so many nuggets, dropping so much information. I want to make sure our listeners and viewers have your company information about your agency. So go ahead and share that out where they can find out about your services and also hang out with you all on social media.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm very active on LinkedIn. So you can just find me, Laura Meyer. And then I do have an Instagram, but that's mostly just photos of my baby and my dogs and other life activities. And then in terms of my company, so we are a little over 40 people worldwide, and we are on pace this year to manage a little over 120 million in Amazon sales. So yeah, crazy, right?
Congrats.
So we typically work with brands that already do over $1 million a year on Amazon. But what we more recently launched is My Horizons, which is the Amazon brand management software that we had originally built in-house for our account managers and our team. And we've now released it publicly as a standalone product to give the same tools that we use to solopreneurs who might not necessarily have the have the funds to afford my agency, but now they can have the resources and the tools, because what's very important to me is obviously I need a business model that works for my own P&L, but I want to be able to also bring a solution that can help other businesses scale to the point that they can build a seven-figure business on Amazon.
Yes. Love it. Love it. Love it. Congrats there. And we have tagged viewers and listeners. We've tagged Envision Horizon. So the company, we've tagged on Instagram, we tagged on Facebook. So, and then go to charvette.com. If you are on the podcast, listening to the podcast, look down at the show notes below and all of the connection points for the company and everything is there. And you can also, you're invited to go find Laura as well. All right. Thank you for all of the thank yous that are coming in. And we're going to take a quick commercial break and we're going to come back and maybe share a few more tips about succeeding. But I want to capture this here from Ms. King. I sell my books on Amazon, but really want to boss up on my affiliate site. Just can't figure it out. And I assume that's an Amazon affiliate site, Ms. King.
Yeah, I think as I'm interpreting it, is like working with the other affiliate, like Amazon has their own Amazon affiliate program. So it's interesting that you bring this up, because I, even with my own business, have been trying to figure out the best way to identify Amazon affiliates that are going to promote, whether it's your book or our clients' products. And the truth is, there really isn't a good sourcing tool or resource right now. One of the best ways that we've been able to start to aggregate it is we look at what influencers do Amazon Live, and then we reach out to those influencers if they want to do partnerships with our clients.
Okay.
And then we also do a lot with TikTok influencers. We look for those that do like hashtag TikTok or hashtag Amazon finds. And then there's a lot of larger publications that are doing their listicles where they're part of Amazon affiliate and they get kickback from Amazon for doing those features and driving traffic.
All right. Well, Ms. King, that's some market research ideas right there that you could probably grab. And let me capture this before we go to commercial break. Pat said, do you deal with brand IP acceleration?
So Amazon Brand Registry does now have a program where if your trademark, or I don't know if they do it with your patent, but I know if they do it with your trademark, if it's pending, you can get early access to being accepted in the Brand Registry program. I am not a trademark lawyer. We don't have trademark lawyers on staff. But in all honesty, I've had a lot of success with Trademarkia for getting some of my own trademarks. It's similar to like a LegalZoom or really any of those services, but IP is a whole nother animal that I've had to learn. Yeah.
Great. We're going to let you take some virtual tea and virtual hors d'oeuvres in the green room, and we'll bring you right back on. Again, thank you for all those that are here hanging out with me on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Such amazing a conversation already. Thank you for all the activity and the comments that are coming on in. We're going to take a very quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be back to wrap up to give you some more tips on success on Amazon without spending a huge investment. All right, here we go.
Achieving woman entrepreneur who is ready to ditch being invisible and unpolished, but finally ready to shine a spotlight on your expertise and services? There's a better way to increase the visibility of your personal brand and gain more customers. Let Charvette Mitchell show you with the Platform Builder Program. The Platform Builder Program is her signature 12-month group coaching program built for female entrepreneurs and leaders who are ready to position their expertise and services with a polished visual brand, increase visibility with speaking opportunities, build authority with a published book, and convert more customers with content marketing. Not only do you walk away with all of the juicy strategic nuggets in Charvette's head, but with tangible outcomes that you can see and feel. Find out more and apply at www.platformbuilder.biz.
I'll be here to hear what's on your mind. Take this time to talk and get it right. You know I'll be there all your life. When you need me, I'll be by your side. By your side.
And every day is a different day. Everything isn't everything. Even when you think things could never ever be the same. Don't be scared of the world, I'll be here to stay.
By your side.
Even when your heart ain't listening, or your mind takes you a different way, towards a different path, all you gotta do is sit and ask.
When the adults in a child's life talk early and often about the dangers of underage drinking, the message gets stronger every time.
I'll be by your side.
Talk. They hear you.
All right. We are back here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Let's wrap up. I still see your comments coming on in. Let's bring our guest back up, Laura Meyer, here with us as we continue to chat about really how to succeed in Amazon without a major investment. But I do want to acknowledge a few people that are hanging out in my private Facebook group. Hey, Dr. Ranelli. Hey, Stacy. Hey, Angelique. Hey, Nikki. Hey, Charnell. Hey, Sade. Hey, Quinn. And I think I captured as many as I could. So thanks for being here in my private Facebook group. All right. So Laura, other things, tips, points, strategies that you would give to our listeners about how to succeed in Amazon?
Yes. Okay. So there's I consider them like the four pillars of being, well, there's kind of five, to being successful on Amazon. So the first thing that I like to tell all new Amazon sellers is before you even launch, make sure you have your inventory planning in place. And I think this is easy to be overlooked because people are excited. We have incremental sales. And the worst thing to happen is you start building momentum, you go out of stock, and then you have to recover. And the way Amazon's algorithm works is it does not like if you continually run out of inventory. So my advice I've given many businesses is, like, especially if you're focused on your D2C, make sure you focus on that. And then once you get to a point where your cash flow or you have investors coming in to help buy that inventory, yeah, which once again, supply chain is a whole nother animal of a conversation. Just making sure that you have the inventory that can be allocated to a realistic forecasted growth on Amazon. So that's really step number one. Okay. And what's also kind of tied to that is making sure you're launching with the right catalog and product selection for Amazon. So if you have a very large catalog, it might not be in your best interest to launch every single product, especially if you're trying to ease into it and not make a huge financial investment. Start with just your best sellers. And then you can really gauge, is Amazon going to be a successful channel for you? And then you also don't have to juggle balancing 100 plus SKUs and having that inventory in Amazon's warehouse. And it just makes more work for you. So a big lesson is keep it simple.
And we're not going to say stupid, because you know that. Have you heard that phrase before? Keep it simple, stupid. We're not going to say that part. We're just going to say keep it simple.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it simple. So step number one, you got to have the inventory and plan for it. It always, you know, it's always hard because curveballs happen. Like maybe you get a big order, reorder from one of your retail partners and they want to clear out everything you have, which is a good problem to have, as they say, but is a little challenging too. Yeah. So I know I always cringe when I see those Instagram ads of like, buy this X product that sold out 5 times. And I'm like, that's what you talk about. That just means poor inventory planning or poor cash flow management.
Right.
Anyways, so the other thing is creative. And I know that creative can be expensive, but there are economical ways of doing really strong creative so that you can help stand out not only on Amazon, but other channels as well. And so I always plug this business, like, you know, I don't get like an affiliate or anything from them, but we use them and recommend them to our clients. Is the business Soona, S-O-O-N-A. Yeah. And I like them because you can mail in your product. You can video stream into the photo shoot or video shoot. You don't even physically have to be there. And then what's great is instead of paying for a whole photo shoot, you just pay for the photos you want. Compared to like big photo shoots that can cost upwards of 20 plus thousand. So that's a great place to start. And then you can find really talented graphic designers on sites like Upwork or Fiverr, or even, you know, go in, if you went to college, you know, try and find some like interns.
They're everywhere.
They're so savvy. Like what my social media intern can do on Canva, I'm just like, how, right?
It's Canva is bae. Listen, Laura, I got to pause you. I got to pause you right there, because the visual part of the brand is like one of the core things that we talk about for our company. And matter of fact, in the Platform Builder program, we do a whole full brand photo shoot. So I'm so excited to hear you say, you know, managing millions of dollars, like visuals matter. You know, there's sometimes people try to make the argument that, oh, it doesn't matter. Yes, the visuals matter.
It so matters. I can't stress enough how much it matters.
Yeah.
And you know, the other thing is there's the visuals for your product detail page, but then there's also the visuals now for all of the video advertising. And I'm also, you know, ways that you can do it economically that we've done for some of our clients is, you know, if you want to do split testing or A/B testing of video assets, you know, you don't have to do two totally separate videos, just change the order and the editing of the messaging. And then you can, you know, start to draw conclusions of what is interesting and or interesting to the customers. That's ultimately going to drive the high click-through rates where you can suck them in and get them to buy your product.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Visuals matter. Okay. Keep going. I want to honor your time. I know we are right at time, but we want any other juicy nuggets you want to share, or if you're done, that's good.
Yeah, I will. So the other piece, and this is a more technical piece, is SEO. So a lot of people view Amazon as a retailer, but what Amazon really is a giant shopping search engine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you look at a Nordstrom's or a Macy, they merchandise their search results pages. Amazon does not merchandise in that way, which is, side note, why they've struggled in fashion for so many years, mm-hmm. is because it's an algorithm that is based on your keyword indexing, which means the algorithm sees a relationship to your product. And there's all of these other variables, and going into Amazon SEO is a giant rabbit hole, but that goes back to my earlier point. You got to put your student hat on. There's so many great resources everywhere, like YouTube. We have some great blog posts on it, that you can just read up on best practices in your copywriting on Amazon, some of your back-end keyword tactics, so that you can start to build your indexing. Because if you're not on the first page of Amazon, it doesn't matter how beautiful your product detail page is, no one's going to see it.
And that's the reality. That's the reality. And that's the reality on Google. That's the reality on YouTube. That, you know, so that's the world that that we are absolutely living in. So I am going to wrap up. This has been amazing. Thank you so much. Again, listeners, viewers, check out Charvette.com. If you're whatever post you're at, there's information down below. If you're watching a podcast, listening to a podcast, there's show notes down below. And definitely www.envisionhorizons.com. So you can find out about the software that is available for you. And certainly there are other resources and blogs and connection points, all of that there. Final question. The goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate Laura.
Oh boy. Well, you know, I think what I find motivating is obviously being an entrepreneur myself. I have a young daughter, and I'm really motivated by being able to control what my lifestyle is and the trajectory I have and what we hopefully will be able to do one day. So, you know, there's that family piece of being able to work from home and still get that quality time. Yeah. And then, you know, I'm going to be honest, like I want to build a legacy of helping other businesses be successful. I get a lot of joy out of seeing others succeed, right? We all got to help each other out. And that winning and winning in a group setting is super rewarding.
Winning in a group setting is super rewarding. Somebody needs to write that down and give Laura credit for that. Laura Maya, that is good. We all can win. The pie is big enough for all of us to win, and it feels good when all of us are winning. So thank you so much for just stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're going to just keep our eye out on you and wish you much more continued success.
All right, let's all win together, right?
Yes, let's do it. Thank you so much. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. I know there are some of you that are going to say, I need to go back and listen to this or watch this again. We invite you to do that. Again, Charvette.com has the full blog post for all of our guests. So today's guest, her full bio, all of the connection points and links that you need for her company are there. And then any upcoming guests or any past guests that you missed, you can check that out at Charvette.com. Again, reminder, this show is brought to you by the Platform Builder Program, my 12-month signature group coaching program that's all about your visibility, marketing, and branding. And our next cohort is kicking off for June. So enrollment closes June 8th. Jump over to platformbuilder.biz and apply. And that's going to be a wrap. Thank you. Listen, you are welcome. I'm seeing all of the thank yous that are just coming on in from all over. I see people saying thank you. Some of you, I don't know who you are, but thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Hey, and all of those good things. All right, it's a wrap for the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'll see you all later on the web. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.